AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Stanford University says 13 people were arrested as pro-Palestinian demonstrators were removed from a campus building housing the university president and provo offices. Damage at Stanford was reported inside and outside that building. For the first time, Boeing has launched astronauts into space.
3, 2, 1, ignition, and liftoff of Starliner and Atlas V, carrying two American heroes, drawing a line to the stars for all of us.
A pair of NASA test pilots, Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams, blasted off aboard Boeing's Starliner capsule for the International Space Station. They'll be there for about a week. President Biden is set to mark the 80th anniversary of the D-Day invasion tomorrow in France, as Western alliances face threats at home and abroad.
The president will visit Normandy amid the deadliest fighting in Europe since World War II, with allies trying to turn the tide of Russia's war in Ukraine. On Friday, the president will speak at Pointe du Hoc,
a 100-foot-tall cliff that Army Rangers scaled under gunfire to take fortified German positions.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the president will hail men who put country first and will warn against isolationism.
If we bow to dictators, fail to stand up to them, they keep going.
80 years after D-Day,
we see dictators once again attempting to challenge the order, attempting to march in Europe.
The president's looking to show steadfast support for European security, while some allies fear Donald Trump threatens to upend American commitments if he wins the White House again. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The warden of a maximum security prison in Wisconsin has been jailed hours before a scheduled news conference where officials were expected to announce even more arrests stemming from investigations into inmate deaths. This is AP News. The governor of New York is putting the brakes on congestion pricing for now.
In a Wednesday video message, Governor Kathy Hochul, who controls the MTA, says the plan to charge motorists big tolls to enter the core of Manhattan comes at too high a price for working New Yorkers.
Implementing the planned congestion pricing system risks too many unintended consequences.
The program was going to charge $15 to enter Manhattan anywhere below 60th Street. It was set to start at the end of the month.
We need to make sure our solutions work for everyone, especially those who are struggling to make ends meet.
Hochul says funding was already set aside for the MTA's capital plan, and they are exploring other sources. Julie Walker, New York.
Disney and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis are expected to approve an agreement that would result in the building of a fifth Disney park in the state. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.